Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, this is Mark Zorl with the Plan Vision Podcast. This one will be about how your home that you live in can be a valuable asset to you potentially later in life during retirement. So when I do retirement plans and you think of your future, you think of your money and your investments and how you're going to live off that. And a part of the review that goes into this and a part of your consideration will be any pensions that you're going to be, private pensions, your investments and how those different assets are structured. Do you have properties that you're going to sell that produce income, any inheritances you're going to get or anything else that you want to throw in the mix? And all of this adds up to hopefully produce or provide you with enough money to live off in your retirement. Of course, it's true that if you are living in your home, that you can't live off of your home for the most part. It's just there, you're living it, it's an expense in many ways, property taxes and the ongoing maintenance of the house. But for some, and I do enough of these plans to know this, this is really an important asset when we look at your longevity and how your life might unfold for you. So what are your options for you? One, and this happens to a lot of people, you can trade in your home for a lesser home. In many of these cases, it may be a situation where there's actually still a mortgage and there may not be that actually that much equity that you get, but at least you can pay off the debt, maybe get into a smaller debt situation or rent at that point. In some cases, when you downsize or trade in your home for a lesser place, there is some money there that you can bank on. You can take cash out of your home, put that in your savings account, and you can live off that for maybe a year or two or maybe several years. So downsizing is a great way to get money out of your house. Doesn't happen for a lot of people, but I actually do have some clients that either are or planning on renting out portions of their home. Their home is set up in such a way that they can do this. Some of them like the idea of having a renter in their place. Provides maybe some social interaction as well. And so this will work out for a few people to supplement their Social Security or their other pension income or their other assets. Another way to do this, certainly no expert on this, is reverse mortgages for those that are depleting their assets, but they want to stay in their house and do want to take some money out of their house. They can look into whether or not a reverse mortgage would work in their situation. Now, finally, and this is potentially where you can really get a big payoff, is if you simply sell your place later in life and rent. For many, if the house is paid off, this can generate a massive infusion of cash into the plan at a time in your life where you need this more than anything else. And certainly here in the States, and gosh, in many places around the world, we've seen home prices continue to go up for many different reasons. And so many people have seen huge growth in the value of their homes. For some people, when they sell off their house, this is going to save their plan. It's going to make all the difference in the world on whether or not they're going to struggle or whether or not they're going to have a relaxed financial situation. So your home is there. It's something for you to use, and you want to enjoy your house as long as you can. But for many people, it can be very valuable to maintain the health of your plan as you age well into your mature years.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.